Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, continuing with the basic principles of devotion, discussing 42, Aratika Darshanam, seeing the Aratika of the Lord. Seeing the Aratika of the Lord from Skanda Puran, the face of Vishnu, well, the Sanskrit is Kotiyo Brahmahatyanam Agam Yagama Kotiya Tahatya Loka Matrena Vishnu Sar Ratrika Mukham. The face of Vishnu, lit by the light from the Aratrika lamp, burns up 10 million sins of killing Brahmanas and 10 million sins committed in the past and to be committed in the future. So, it's a lot of sins. And this is, of course, item by item, point by point, we're being encouraged to connect with Krishna. To see Krishna, to pray to Krishna, to remember Krishna, to somehow connect with Krishna in whatever form that we have realized of the five forms that we discussed the other day. So, here, Rupa Goswami is citing from Skanda Puran the benefit of seeing the face of the Archamurti, which is the most readily available form for everyone, and how beneficial and powerful that activity is, simply looking at the face of the Lord. I remember reading this years ago and also seeing that when we were at Radhakund or in Vrindavan, in the morning time, sometimes we would go to all the Mangalartiks, and if you want to, and we would try to make it a point, we would always make sure we'd stay long enough for the ghee lamp. Because this ghee lamp, because generally in the morning there's a ghee lamp, incense is already... usually it's already lit when the pujari goes in the altar. Oftentimes you may wonder, oh, they don't offer incense. Because when you see them offer artik in India, generally it's ghee lamp. First thing is ghee lamp and then some conch water and some like handkerchief or whatever, and then chamara, a few items, flour occasionally. But always a ghee lamp is there and always water is there. So, of all these different items which are offered lovingly to the deity form of the Lord, the one that's most glorified is seeing the face of the Lord with the ghee lamp. Of course, we don't really understand so much the significance of this nowadays in the age of electricity. But in the time Skanda Puran was written, there was no electricity, no fluorescent tube lights in the deity room, and there were no emergency lights. The only lights were ghee. And there were some Akanda deep lamps, as everyone has seen, that has visited South India, Rameshwar Mandir and Udupi Krishna and Guruvayur Krishna, and many different temples, the classic temples of South India. The deity room is illuminated by various hanging, these traditional hanging ghee lamps, and provides some light, general light, light to maneuver about here and there in a deity room. But to see the beautiful face or the specific form of the Lord, when you go to Sri Rangam, this is a deity of the Lord lying down, and it's Ranganath, but it seems like it's Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, because they have the navel, because it's, you have to see the deity through three different doors. The deity is about 16 feet long. Has anyone been there, Sri Rangam? Ranganath, he's lying down, and from his navel is coming lotus flower, isn't it? So that would appear to be Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Because from the navel of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu comes the lotus and Lord Brahma. So they have three doors, and the pujari will open the door, and then it'll take the ghee lamp, and that's how you see the Lord in a minute way, if you give the appropriate donation. They will illuminate the Lord in different sections. Section A, B, and C, head, navel, and the most important, lotus feet of the Lord. So that, in the absence of that ghee lamp, you can't see anything. The deity is black, the room is black, the walls are black granite, and if not they're black, they're full of smoke. And so everything is black. So therefore, this is a very vital activity in the worship of the Arch of Vigraha is the ghee lamp. It's the moment, those few moments when we actually can see the Lord during the offering of the ghee lamp. So this is the most important from this in terms of, because a devotee, it's important to see your beloved, and it's important to gaze at the face of your beloved, and this, for devotees, it's very important to remember the feet and to offer prayers at the feet and to see the feet. So traditionally, and especially 500 years ago when this book was compiled, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami, everyone was waiting. When the ghee lamp was, that was the main feature. This is it. Because after the ghee lamp, then the conch will be offered, and then the chamar and the napkin. And of course, there would just be the standard minimal lighting of the deity room being illuminated by the hanging ghee lamps. So, and we remember coming in early days in Vrindavan, I mean for us, in 1977, and not all the mandirs were carbon copies of ISKCON, but all the mandirs in ISKCON, I mean all the mandirs now in Vrindavan are basically Xerox copies of ISKCON. Because whatever standard great man establishes, all the world pursues. But I mean, at least the traditional temples of Vrindavan, excluding Gaudiya Math, they're always quite interested in preaching and revealing the glories of the Lord. But the traditional temples of Vrindavan, aside from ISKCON, the deity room was totally dark. You couldn't see anything. And it was definitely a no-no to have any electric lights there in 1977. It was not permitted. And if you, by chance, flashed, used your camera to take a picture of the deities was flash, you'd have a major concussion on you would have your head cracked in half, because they were really, really wild. They would grab your camera and they just bust it open, take the film, and it was some major riots happened in the early 70s when a devotee would come from America with his $1,500 Nikon and snap a little picture, one little piece of 35mm film, and then you'd have a fist fight with 10 Goswamis wrestling him all over the temple. I've seen it. And then now you just wave 100 rupee note and they don't even care anymore. I mean, I remember it was impossible to take a picture of any temple in Vrindavan. Impossible. But now it's, I don't think any temple you can't sneak a picture. And if they catch you, hey, photo. No photo. Okay. And they don't. So this was the moment to wait for, that devotees would rise early in the morning and bathe and run to the temple to see the ghee lamp, the aratik, to see the face of the Lord for those few seconds. And that few seconds in the morning would be the only time, and you have to remember that for the rest of the day if you were only attending one aratik. Or you would return again a few hours later and again see the Lord. It's not that you could sit down in front of the deities and chant your japa from 7:15 until 10 o'clock in the morning when they make the Rajbhog offering and everything is fully lit and there's lights in the temple and there's 5,000 watt floodlights shining on the Lord's face and, you know, backlighting and top lighting and underneath everywhere lighting. And if you work in the deity room, you wonder, you say, how? Maybe the old system was better. Because the old system, I remember once, we went to some temples in 77. Of course, we had our flashlights, otherwise known as torches. So then we would, of course, have those because the streets were always dark and there was always no electricity. So they were absolutely required. So when we go to a temples at night, then there would be no artik. We couldn't see the deity. Radha Damodar, Madan Mohan, all these temples, there was blackout. And Krishna's also black. So a lot of blackness there. So then we would take our flashlight and we would shine and see the face of Madan Mohan or Govindaji. Ah, what's that? And then they would just like, no, camera, no camera, torch. No, you stupid. Don't you hear? You're shining right in the face of the Lord. And then he would grab the flashlight from him and go, put it in your face and go, how do you like that? Shh. And show it in your face, and you're blinded. This is an aparat, Thakurji aparat. And so everyone's shaking and trembling. you dared show the flashlight at the face of the Lord. You're like a demon of the worst caliber. So those were the early days. and the few reminiscences we have, and we never had enough money for a camera, so we only had a torch, 10-rupee flashlight. So we at least try to see, oh, Madan Mohan Temple, Jai, Madan Mohan Ki Jai, where is he? What does he look like? Okay. Oh, look, oh, hey! You look around, there's a pujari there, and all of a sudden he pops out of nowhere. So back to the idea that I was saying, that if you ever worked in a deity room and all these floodlights, spotlights, indirect lights, overhead lights, and every kind of light that is in ISKCON temples to illuminate the deities is extremely hot, very, very hot on the altar, especially when you're working close dressing the deities. It's a real catch-22, because when you're working with the deities, it's an offense to perspire while you're doing deity worship. So the pujaris generally shave under their arms because that reduces the tendency. So that was one point. But then there's all these lights. Of course, in early morning we turn them off. But even then, it's really usually hot. So this isn't one point. Maybe the old days they were thinking more of the comfort of the deity. They were thinking more of the comfort of the Thakurji, rather than the preaching to the masses. But Mahaprabhu's mission is a Karuna mission. So Mahaprabhu, he brought Krishna to the people. He is Krishna. He's moving Krishna, moving Jagannath. So he moved the deity of Krishna didn't stay stationary in traditional temples from Treta Yuga. But in Kali Yuga, the deity came out of the temple. Not only Lakshmi Devi, or the Shakti aspect of Godhead, but the Purusha aspect, Vishnu and Lakshmi, came out to the streets and walked the streets of India, Radha and Krishna, Lakshmi and Narayan, in the form of Lord Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that deity went everywhere, purifying everyone with his darshan, his Sondarya Rupam, darshan, and his Prem Nam Sankirtan, his distribution of Prem through the Shabda Brahman of the holy name, the pure Shuddhanam. So this way, Lord Chaitanya's movement is all about bringing Krishna to the people. Gaudiya Vaishnavism is all about taking here, as we often say, Namo Mahadva, Krishna Prema Pradayate, take Krishna Prema. See the full form. Here I am, Lord Chaitanya, dancing in the brilliant sunlight. What could be a brighter spotlight than the afternoon sun? What could be a brighter floodlight than the afternoon sun and Lord Chaitanya dancing through your village with his golden form, glancing everywhere, giving sakshat darshan, face, chest, arms, legs, feet, ajanu lambita, his long arms reaching to his knees, so that everyone could see fully and get purified. So continuing the same line of mercy that was established by Radha and Krishna directly is in terms of sakshat gauranga, of giving full darshan, full view, full illumination, then the temples built by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they're generally well illuminated. They're not following the traditional codes or the traditional laws of the deity room should be very, very dark, very mysterious. God is mysterious and elusive. So this is the artik of the Lord, to see the face of the Lord. And indeed, it is a great moment of jubilation for the heart of the devotee. Because when the face of the Lord is illuminated with the artik lamp, seeing that beautiful face of the Lord, especially at Mangal Artik, illuminates the hearts of the devotees. And that's why, also an interesting feature of the traditional temples in their artik, is that they offer the ghee lamp very, very, very slowly. Because the bhaktas want to drink deeply every minute portion of the Lord's beautiful form. And imagine, it's like Bunky Bihari, they do the opposite. They give you a 1 second darshan and close the curtain. See, look, can't see. Look, no. So when you go to the temple, and if you were blind, just because sometimes it's nice to imagine you're blind. So you go somewhere and close your eyes and say, what is the experience of this place if I was blind? So if you go into Bunky Bihari Temple, maybe not everyone is as strange as I am, but I'm pretty strange. But I've got in there, and I open my eyes and I walk in, and as soon as I can get inside, and I say, okay, I'm going to go over there. Then I close my eyes and I just put my hand out, and I went inside, and I just stayed like my eyes closed. So the deity doors are closed. There's no monkey Bihari Darshan. So everyone's milling about, talking, chit-chatting, and different sounds, and pandas calling people, and there's people reciting some mantras, and all these different sounds you hear, and birds, and outside noises. And then when the curtains open, you hear people saying, Monkey Bihari Lal Ki Jai, and everyone like this. And so now you know, your eyes are closed, that everyone's happy, and they're saying, they're having darshan, direct darshan, the Monkey Bihari. And then the curtain closes, and you can understand the curtain closes, although because your eyes are closed, because you hear people say, they say, we lost the darshan. Then they open the second letter, and they go, that's quite interesting. So this is why the pujari, when he's offering a ghee lap, he goes very, very slow, because there's no other light. This is the only time. I'm here at Mangal Arati at 4:30 in Udupi Krishna Temple, and it's totally dark. And this is the only I'm going to see the Lord as slow as this pujari goes. So that's the mercy of the pujari. When I first went to South India and saw the temples and didn't really understand very much, I thought, these guys are so slow. They're offering artsy. I'm getting bored. They're going, just raising their hands so slow, and then going down, and then just like this. I said, wow, this is so slow. And then I started to realize, as I became a little bit more purified, that this whole action of the pujari going very, very slow with the ghee lamp around the beautiful form of the Lord was his mercy. Because he knew that he could feel that the pulse, the bhakti pulse of the hearts of the devotees taking darshan, that they're all thinking collectively, go slow, go slow. Let us drink deep this beautiful form of our Ishtadev. That this Udupi Krishna, we live for him, we breathe for him, we remember him throughout the day, so we want to see his face now and remember his face throughout the day. Don't go too fast, please, please. Just like if you're seeing something beautiful, you don't want to see for 1 second. You want to see as long as you want to drink deeply. And Krishna has so many layers. There's the physical layer of Krishna. There's the emotional layer. There's the heart layer, the mind layer. There's many, many layers to see Krishna. It's not superficial beauty. It's endless, unlimited beauty. Ananta Sondarya. Unlimited beauty. So you see in different ways. You see the eye level, then the mind level, the eye level, the sense level, the mind level, the heart level, the devotional viewpoint, Premanjana, Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. So we see according to the level, the depth of our devotion, that's how many levels we see of the Lord. When our devotion is superficial, not very deep, then we say, he's wearing a yellow dress and he has a peacock feather. Nice. Oh, did you see this or anything more? No. Oh, you didn't see he had a pearl under his nose and he had this Makar Kundala were dancing and the rays of the ghee lamp was hitting the Makar Kundala and shining on his cheeks. I didn't see that. He had so different levels we see according to our devotion. So this is the mercy. I realize this is their mercy. Look, everyone, look slow, slow, slow. See the feet? They spend like so slow around the feet. Because the Bhajari also loves the Thakurji also. And he wants to see also. He says, look, everyone, let's enjoy the beautiful form. Let's relish and offer our prayers at the feet and the face. So these are just some interesting points of the background of why Skanda Puran was emphasizing. In other words, it's like a store is having a sale. They're saying, one day only sale. Everything in that shop, half price, today only. Oh, and everybody runs in the store like mad and they're throwing clothes all over the place and trying to find something that they like. And it's a one day sale just to increase business. So the Skanda Puran, the sages, they're encouraging everyone, come to the temple. Look what benefit you'll get. Don't sleep in the morning at 4 o'clock. If you get out of bed and go to see the deity's face, illuminated by this beautiful ghee lamp, Then you'll get purified from 10, I don't know, so many, can't even count. 10 million sins of killing Brahmins and 10 million sins in the past. And in other words, like 30 million sins will be eliminated, past, present, and future, just by going to the temple and seeing the face of Krishna illuminated by the Artik lamp. And you feel that also. You feel when you go, because we're also in the cutting edge. Cutting edge of different movements. And when we go, like for example, you may have noticed, because I remember when I was living in Vrindavan, I wanted to see as many temples as possible at night and try to make the rounds, so to speak. And Govindaji was way out there in Madan Mohan, because he wanted to catch ghee lamps at different temples. So oftentimes I would go to the temple and I'd go in and I'd hear the bell ringing, Radharaman's bell, dong, 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 oh, the Artik, and you start running as fast as possible. Because as soon as the bell's ringing, it means the ghee lamp is being offered, because there's no incense. They start with the ghee lamp. And then maybe over, or maybe the water, we don't know. But you're coming up on the rickshaw, you get off, dong, 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 oh, and then you run through the door and you run, and then these old ladies, you're going running by them 100 miles an hour, and say, hey, slow down, hey! And they run inside, and then Radharaman ki jai, and come flying into the temple, and they slow down, act a little cool, and you know, walk in a little bit reserved. And then you see, the ghee lamp. You know, I made it just in time, and if I just strolled in, took my time, I would have missed the ghee lamp. And then when you see the Lord, when they're offering the ghee lamp after that little bit of surrender, that 100-yard dash from the rickshaw, it's such a sweet reciprocation, unforgettable. I can remember running up the long sidewalk of Govindaji, the back, and the different temples, running, hearing that bell, and thinking maybe the Artik just started. Maybe I'll see the Lord's face now with the ghee lamp, and it's fun. I mean, you're young and you can run. When you're old, you're on three legs and with a stick. I hope I get there before they close. And then the only thing you can say is, I hope I get there before they close the curtains. I hope I make it. Yeah. Before the, I hope I get to see Darshan. You're going so slow. Well, we're young and we should use our youthful energy for Krishna's pleasure, happiness. Okay, Artik, who cares? So what? It's all about utsaha. Utsaha means love is based on utsaha. Love and enthusiasm go side by side. When you fall in love with someone, you're really enthusiastic. You don't eat, you don't sleep, you're so enthusiastic. To do what? To be with your beloved. Boy, girl, whomever, whatever. And eating, everything else but being with your beloved seems insignificant. Eating, sleeping, all these things. So we can't be so presumptuous to say we have love for Krishna. But at least we should show that we're trying. We should show that we're trying to attain love for Krishna. And that show of endeavor to love Krishna is seen in the enthusiastic endeavors. The expressions of enthusiasm indicate the sincerity of a desire to love Krishna. I'm sincere. I'm enthusiastic to serve Krishna's devotees. I'm enthusiastic to go to the holy places. I'm enthusiastic. You can see in Braj Bhakti Vilas, Braj Bhakti Vilas, which I can't read, it's in Sanskrit and Hindi, but people have read to me sections of this book by Narayan Bhatta Goswami. And he has, and this book is all about doing prikama, Charasikos prikama, Braj Mandal, what to do in different forests, what your attitude should be, and there you find the 10 offenses to the holy Dham are listed there, which we've seen, which are in different books, like appreciating Vrindavan Dham has the 10 offenses to the holy Dham. Like Namaprad, Dhamaprad. There's Dasa, Dham, Namaprad, there's 10. Actually, there's 11 and a half. 11A is inattention. No, 11th offense is inattention. And 11A is to leave your cell phone on in any mode. Tamagun, Rajagun, Sattvagun. in any mode while chanting the holy name of the Lord. That's 11a. We added one for our students. Of course, it's very difficult to do this. Yeah, so in this book, Braj Bhakti Vilas, he's telling that when one is going on Braj Yatra, Trasikosh Prikma, this Prikma, all the Braj 12 forests of Vrindavan, he should be very enthusiastic to bathe in all the tanks, all the sarovaras and pokharas. He should be very enthusiastic to see the darshan of all the different deities. This is one of the injunctions. Because there will be some Tirth Guru. There will be some Tirth Guru, or what we say, guide, or someone in charge of the party. And say, now we're going here and there to see this deity, and we're going to this Lila Stali. And you've been walking for 10 days and 15 days, walking on Braj Mandal Parikrama, because it's a Braj Mandal Parikrama guide. And your feet are tired, and it's hot, and you're dry, and your throat's dry, and you have, maybe you're sick and you have a cold. And the leader is all excited because he's an advanced devotee, and he's saying, yes, now we go to see, well, we're going to run up to the top of this mountain, Kedarnath, and see the Shiva Linga. Oh my God, I'm so tired. I don't feel like running. Look, how many? And then the talk starts with, how many steps? How many steps? And everyone's buzzing. How many steps? Someone says 327. 327 steps. Oh my God! You know, up this mountain. So then, somebody says, "Come on, Prabhu, let's go." Go, yeah, let's go. Just let me out of here. So, so then somehow you get in the group enthusiasm, and you run up to the top and. You see Lord Shiva, say Jai Bam Bam Boli, and you know, I don't care much about Shiva anyway because you're a neophyte and you're stupid and don't understand what a great devotee is, and so you think that you only want to see Krishna, and why am I wasting time with Shiva? All these things you think when you're an offensive neophyte. But anyway, he's knowing all that. He's Narayan Bhatta is trying to compassionately. Because he took initiation initially from Gopal Bhatta Goswami and later some other, I think he went to Nimbarka Sampradaya or something. But Narayan Bhatta Goswami is advising us, knowing our neophyte mentality, saying that this is an offense. It is an offense to the holy Dham not to be very enthusiastic to see all the Thakurjis and to bathe in all the holy tanks. And that might mean if you're actually on a very authorized Braj Mandal Parikrama, that might mean taking 5 or 6 baths in a day. Here's Santanu Kund, you take a bath, and here's this place, take a bath in that place. And so, I took a bath already, what is this? It's cold, come on, it's cold, it's Kartik, I don't want to catch a chill. So we have all these mundane considerations when we come to the Holy Dham, because let's face it, we're mundane. We're very materially attached to our comfort, our health. Oh, I might get sick. Oh, I don't want to take a bath. I am the body. I am the body, and my body is everything. My body is God. And I have to serve God very nicely. I can't take a bath. It's cold. Oh, my poor body. You know, we have all these very important considerations that keep us in the material world for light years. But Narayan Bhatta Goswami and other acharyas are encouraging us, hey, listen, you can be... You're the body outside of Braj, but in Braj, be Krishna's servant. I am the body outside of Braj, but inside Braj, be Krishna's servant for a change, for a pleasant change. I know it's hard, I know it's difficult to not be the body, but this is what's enjoined, and this is what the acharyas are encouraging us. So tomorrow we'll hear about, from Bhavishyotara, Purana, I believe, it just says Bhavishyotara. And then Utsav Darshanam, the glories of seeing the festivals of the Lord.